This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Insurance companies would have to cover specialized prosthetic devices for young athletes under a bipartisan bill getting a hearing at the state capitol tomorrow. Blaine Mathis of Durango became a prosthetic specialist after losing part of her leg to a rock climbing injury. She does numerous outdoor sports now, but says each requires a specialized device.
My insurance wouldn't cover these costs. Items were donated, and I used old parts and pieces to build activity-specific prosthetic devices. Without the appropriate prosthesis, my limb can be left with blisters and skin breakdown.
The bill would require insurers to cover one specialized prosthetic for people under 26 years old to use for sports, in addition to providing their regular prosthetics. Incarcerated Coloradans could be able to shave time off their sentences by pursuing higher education while in prison. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more on a bill that's headed to Governor Polis.
People with nonviolent felony offenses would get 1 year of earned time for completing a bachelor's or associate's degree and 6 months for a certificate of 30 credit hours. They'd get 18 months of earned time for a master's degree and 2 years for a doctorate. Right now, offenders can reduce sentences through work, training, group living, and counseling. Research shows education while in prison is one of the most efficient and cost-effective ways to reduce recidivism. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Stick around. Coming up next, there is more All Things Considered. You're listening to CPR News. One story we're hearing up next is a UN climate report update.